The agreement settles a lawsuit that's been in the courts for more than three decades. At issue was a law passed in the late 1970s designed to help the mentally ill. But mental health advocates said the state of Arizona was not providing the services outlined in the law, so they filed suit in 1981. Chick Arnold, a Phoenix attorney, was the original plaintiff in the case. He says the settlement recognizes what he calls the primary needs in the system.
The fact that it enhances supported housing, I think, is critical. It's impossible for a person to recover without a stable place to live. And so the notion of supporting people in their efforts to find stable housing, I think, is fabulous. Right along with that is the notion of supported employment. You got to have a way to pay for the place you live in.
Arnold says the one catch with the settlement is money. That's up to the legislature. However, he hopes that having a court-approved settlement will help state lawmakers find the money needed for the programs outlined in the settlement. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.